he predicts by 2150, if you follow our population, it's similar to like that of like a viral or bacterial infection.
Yuck.
Check this out. But he was like, if it is, he goes, I'm not sold that it is, but if it follows that same bell curve in terms of like, you know, growing and decreasing.
Yeah.
He's like, by 2150, we'll be down to like a billion people. He's predicting like in 150 years, we're going to like have like 6 billion people just bite the dust. Yeah.
Well, whatever. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. I read it before bed every night. I'm just like, oh, God.
I'll be dead. Fuck it.
True. But
unless the Patreon keeps growing and then you and me are able to fucking
take control of our destiny.
Dude. Yeah, dude. If the Patreon continues at this rate. By 2150, you and me are going to be immortal dictators.
We could buy like, you know, we could buy like a water filtration system.
Yeah.
And live to like 2157 or something.
We could set up a commune.
Yeah.
Just Shat Nation.
Yeah, we could.
Who would you have in the? Because I know some people that get kicked out.
Deep State is number.
I know some people.
Deep State's number be a fucking 4-star general.
He's one of your dogs, dude.
Spudman, 5-star general.
I don't know. The last thing I think we need is your followers.
I'd have Billy drive the Mad Max.
No,
Billy's out.
Your
followers would die.
Billy's out.
Dude. Your followers would die.
Billy's out. My followers are the fucking dogs.
Your followers would be like, oh my God, the central air shut off.
My followers are pussies. Your followers are retarded garbage men.
No, dude. Exactly. All my little brother would do is put like spikes.
I didn't call him a retarded garbage man.
Well, I don't know who else you're talking about. He'd put spikes on his fucking trash truck, dude. And we'd be just like, I'd have tons. My followers have more guns, more ammo. You guys would come out and hit their fucking AC unit and be like, what the hell, what, babe? My fucking, I'd be coming through on a trash truck, dude. There's spikes on it.
I don't know.
I'd be hit your fucking thing.
I think we'd be able to, I think my followers would be able to manipulate yours pretty easily.
No way,
we'd just start
dude.
Tossing
no
in some
way.
Conspiracy theories
dude,
and all you guys would start nofapping to the conspiracy.
No fucking
I would
way.
Be able to toss in some conspiracies.
You think you're going to try
about you, and then there'd be some dissent.
I don't buy anything, dude.
You
I don't buy no. I entertain anything. I don't buy anything, dude. I investigate it to the fullest of my capabilities, but dude, you won't catch me on the hook at all.
All right. I don't give a fuck.
I know. You'll catch me real hard on the hook for like 4 months.
No, your followers are the best. Mine would definitely lose. You guys are all tough. No, you guys are tough and like blue collar and you all have guns and stuff. It's so cool. Cause that way when the apocalypse happens, you guys are cool. No, which is, I think you're a renegade entrepreneur.
I mean, I'm trying to reinvent the economic system of the world. I mean, it's whatever. I'm close. I'm getting close, dude.
Damn, dude. I can't wait for it. Hold on. Fuck you. I can't wait for our followers' civil war, dude. I'm trying to, dude. I got Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen's with the dogs, dude.
What's DQ, he gonna do?
What's Dairy Queen gonna do?
Yeah.
Dairy Queen versus Billy would be a fucking battle.
Billy would. Fucking
damn, that's sick. You love your brother.
Billy would be like Thanos, dude.
That's cool. You love your brother like that.
You think Dairy Queen?
I love my brother.
Have you met Dairy Queen? Have you met Dairy Queen?
Yeah, Dairy Queen's jacked as fuck.
You met him?
Yeah.
Billy would fucking butt fuck him.
I don't know.
Butt fuck him.
Yeah,
dude.
Billy's a beast.
But I never met Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen's like 6'8", black, jacked as fuck.
Dairy Queen's a black dude?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How's he feel about Grease?
Loves Grease. That was the first thing he said. No, I never met Dairy Queen.
I was like, I thought
he was
thinking.
I thought he was a quarterback at Auburn at one point.
I just pictured like Ronnie Coleman, dude, fucking as Dairy Queen. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, dude.
Like, this changes everything, dude.
Yeah, but you do have Spud, man. Spud's elite.
Spud.
But it's interesting you think all these guys would be a follower of yours.
I'm not saying to be a follower. No,
yeah,
that's
I think
where
these
you,
are all.
That's
this
where
is
you,
anarchy.
No, that's
your
where,
side is very anarchy. I'm gonna
exactly,
have a tight
dude.
Unit of fucking thick boys.
Ours
dude.
Is gonna be splinter cell. You guys are gonna be like fattened calves.
We're
dude.
Gonna divide and conquer.
We're
dude.
The foxes on the perimeter, dude. You guys are in the coop, and
please.
You're gonna poke
I might
your heads
fuck
out.
You up right now, dude.
That would be awesome. Episode 99 was just a fight.
Never get to 100. You'd get one of those fucking wrist locks or whatever you've been practicing on me.
I quit jiu-jitsu already.
You quit jiu-jitsu?
I was like, this sucks.
When's the last time you jerked off? What's going on, dude? Now that you're in school, you're allowed to jerk off.
Oh, I jerk off, yeah, for sure. Right. I should actually say this because I saw someone on Twitter the other day being like, my stomach hurts on OFAP. I'm not with
stomach
OFAP.
Hurts on OFAP.
I'm not with that shit, man. I'm about backing up off of porn. Yes, I'm about that.
Yeah.
To try to use it to like chill out. Dude, I've been watching. I told you my porn now was women.
I tried to watch porn. It. I thought it's on paper that sounded great to me. I didn't like it.
There's only like four good ones.
Yeah,
there's
a lot more gross.
There's only good four women watching porns that are pretty good.
Send me the link, dude.
A lot of them suck. Here's what I'm on right now.
You ever share a porn link with your friend? I've never done that.
I haven't. I thought about sharing this porn with you.
You should have sent me the link.
There's one I thought about.
I've never shared a link.
The only reason I didn't share it with you because I jerked off to it four times in a row. And it's like, I'm like.
That's your bae, dude.
Dude.
You don't want anybody else to jerk off.
You know what this is?
All right.
It's a girl wearing vibrating panties next to her friend secretly.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she's like, her friend's like watching TV and she's like looking at a camera and be like, oh my God, fuck it. Oh my God. And you're like, and then she just like this and shows a spread eagle and her yoga pants just go and just gets soaking wet. And I'm just like, on my bed, just like, dude, it's like, I can't stop watching it.
Dude, post the link on the Reddit.
I will. I'm absolutely about to run a train on this, dude.
The whole fucking squad's going to jerk off to it.
This might be what unites the factions, dude.
The factions are linked.
This might be the Ark of the Covenant between our factions, dude. We might have this porno. Dude, it's just
fuck your factions, dude. I hate your factions, dude. My faction's not fat. We're fucking sick, dude. You said we were fat pussies.
I said fattened.
No, dude. We're jacked bros that love sports. We love football, dude.
How do you call your faction?
We love sports.
My faction,
your faction loves fiction. You love science fiction.
My faction is.
You guys are fucking nerds.
My
dude.
Faction are strong dudes with love handles. We have strong arms and little bits of love handles.
Your side is fucking sick, dude. I love your side, dude.
I like your side.
I just
too.
Wish you wouldn't diminish my side.
Dude, you're the one who started the Civil War.
Oh, fuck you, dude.
I'm the North. You're the South.
You
sure.
got. Also, my side, if you want to do this. My side's the North, dude.
No, I call 100%.
I call
the North.
We outnumber you.
We're Russia.
Like 10-1, dude.
No,
you have like fucking five
way.
Weirdos.
No way.
You have like five retards on the internet, dude. I went out and got Bonfire and Legion of Skanks fucking armies coming down, dude.
Yeah, but
I got the armies.
Yeah, but we fight like ISIS, dude. Like we're just gonna be head journalists. I already put something out there to Washington.
What'd you put out?
You know what I said earlier.
Oh, that you were going to kill the Clintons.
That's step one. We're not even worried about you guys. Dude. We're fucking. I got a handle.
You're not even on our radar, dude. You guys are the JV squad. We're on to a fair one, dude. That's the fucking. That's the big time.
Oh, yeah.
Once you get to the big show,
the big show.
I'm in the big show, dude. Matt and Shane Secret podcast.
Dude, I love how much time we spend conversing about like how the apocalypse would go down. Who would win?
I would be dead.
Who would win the apocalypse?
I'd be dead right away. Anything goes down.
I'd probably kill myself. I would stick around for the apocalypse.
I would follow rules and get killed. For the most part. Like, if the government was like, all right, everybody go into this room, I'd be like, all right, I'm going in there.
And you feel like half the Earth separate and blast off into the atmosphere, and you're like, oh, fuck, they fucking left us. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I'd fare. I'd definitely die,
though. In the apocalypse? You'd be all right. We'd all be so different. Like, forget about how everyone acts at all.
Yeah, just go feral right away.
Oh,
go nuts.
Into fucking insanity.
I don't know. You'd have to ditch your fucking bitch right away. Although, she's got training right now. She might be a solid bitch to have.
Yeah, I would.
I'll tell you what, baby girl would be. I might kill her.
You'd be allowed to.
If the sirens started going off,
yeah,
they're like, we're getting attacked, I'd drive over, I'd behead her.
I would just
and then
fucking,
just move on.
Nah, I would just definitely pull my patriarchy card and just beat myself up into fucking, just be like, take me back. Fucking save me.
Take you back to who?
We're fucking straight white men. The apocalypse happens, they would come out and fucking like spray
you think
us with fans.
The straight white guys would?
Yeah.
Or wait, what, I don't understand.
We would just get preferential treatment in the apocalypse.
You think?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. Yeah, I was like, what do you mean?
I it's such a shitty thought.
Yeah, anyway. This thing's reached its conclusion.
Yeah.
I'm fucking done with this, dude. I'm too busy for this shit.
What? You're mad about this fucking Civil War.
The Civil War is done, dude.
It's over.
We already fucking bought and paid for. My dogs won.
That's fair. You guys probably would. We'd convince you guys of a victory, but dude, we'd be in splinter cells and shit, and you wouldn't be able to figure out.
None of you would be able to unite.
We wouldn't have to, dude.
You think you could lone wolf me and all my dogs?
Yeah, for sure. I could fucking hide in the woods and Rambo you guys.
You.
Oh, me alone. Me alone, for sure. I live for this, dude. I just got a gym membership the other day and hit a punching bag for 4 minutes, dude.
It's actually pretty intimidating compared to what I've been doing. Yeah.
My cycle. I always do the same thing where I start working out for a while. I'm like, dude, this is fucking awesome. And then I stop. For some reason, I stop. And I can't go back for like 4 months. I cannot go back to the gym for 4 months. And I finally got a gym membership. And they have this punching bag like in the back tucked away. And it's 24-hour access. So I went in there at like fucking 9:30 on a Friday. Started just fucking
lit. 9:30 p.m.?
Yeah. I was there fucking late, dude. Just
everybody else was out party rocking.
Everyone was partying, dude.
I was out partying.
Fuck Shane's friends up, dude.
You're going to fuck my friends up?
Fuck.
Why would you even say that?
I would never, dude. We're kidding.
I've seen your friends, dude. They're pussies. Fuck your friends.
Fair enough.
Fuck your gay bitch friends.
Me and my cousin grew up next. We have a fucking a battlement, dude, that like all we'd have to do is fence it off, fire up the tractors, dude, and we'd be off-road. It would be unbelievable, dude, the destruction we could do.
True.
We have septic tanks.
I think you guys would win for sure.
We wouldn't win, dude.
Yeah, you guys are definitely – you guys are badass.
I would – no, no.
You guys are badass.
You know in Game of Thrones when you see, like, the general just, like, go approach the other, like, go – you know when you see, like Jon Snow walk into an enemy castle and you're like, Snow, you're going to get killed. I get that now. I would fully go up to Mechanicsburg and walk and just be like, hello. Fucking just come in.
But you're saying you'd shit on Mechanicsburg now?
I would come in.
What's your fucking problem?
I would know.
I haven't seen you in, like, 2 weeks. I come in here, you're like, you and all your friends are pussies. I'd beat the shit out of you guys. No, like, what the fuck?
No, I didn't, dude. We're talking stripped apocalypse. God, I'm pretty sure you were the first one.
I had a fucking long day. Last thing I need is some fucking bitch talking shit.
I don't know how we got all
damn,
that.
Damn, dude.
We hit an hour.
I get
dude.
It. Your brother's cool.
Oh, that's what
you
happened.
You think your brother's cool.
I said my brother could beat up Dairy Queen and you got mad. Oh, no. You called my brother a retarded trash man and felt mad. Oh, I was talking about your brother. You're like, you're really retarded.
Instantly in my head, I was like, all right, there's a lot of repercussions for this one.
I know
where
it's coming from.
No, we'll listen. You can rewind the tapes, dude.
I'll take the tapes.
You can listen to the tapes. It started with like, I started the factions.
Yeah.
And then you were like, my side was so sick.
Well, my side's so naturally competitive.
Yeah, you guys are naturally competitive and tough. And just, you guys are all blue collar, hard workers.
Yeah, dude.
Like driven. You were like,
oh, yeah.
Your side would be worried about the air conditioning. Because your side's tough.
I
that's what's cool.
I can't live without her. Oh. Yeah, boy.
Fuck you, dude.
Dude, why?
I don't think we're getting to 100.
Why are you so...
I'm done with
that's
this
tight trip. If we don't get to 100 because we fight. I'm all about the fallout.
I'm checking my schedule, dude. I don't know how I'm going to be able to come back down here.
Hey.
I'll see if I can squeeze you
I'll
in.
I'll go deep underground, dude.
I'll try to squeeze you
in.
You
know I'll go deep underground, dude.
I'm going to try to squeeze you in.
Hey, don't fucking worry about it. Don't go. Yo, did you hear Tinfoil Hat broke up?
What's that?
Tinfoil Hat podcast.
Is that Sam Tripoli?
Sam Tripoli, and he had this dude off the grid, Ryan, and the one dude is like, fuck you, Tripoli, and apparently he just left it.
That's what happens when you team up with a fucking conspiracy theorist. Yeah. They're retarded.
They're just like, you know what? I don't need this fucking shit, and he just peaced out.
Damn, dude. I can't believe it's over.
Yeah. Is what it is.
A good run.
It was a nice run. Sucks we fucking...
Right when we got momentum.
Yeah.
The cast was just getting momentum. Yeah, well, that's what... I mean...
It's like all great bands, dude, you know? There was fucking Cream and the Traffic and, you know, just... We're just fucking expert musicians.
What do you think's going to happen now?
Huh?
Now that the cast is done, dude.
I'll probably start like a mega band.
With it, you're gonna join forces?
I'll probably start like a mega, you know those bands that like the super bands before, Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, Queens of the Stone Age is the shit.
Yeah, I'll probably start like a mega band or super band.
Who's gonna join you?
You
gotta get Sid. Sidney will do it.
Yeah, I get Sid the Kid. I'll probably just go solo, honestly. I'll probably have like a crazy solo podcast career. Like,
you know. Here, why don't you close this one out for 5 minutes?
I'm trying to think of someone who came out solo and just absolutely crushed it. Oh, Beyonce,
Justin Timberlake.
Beyonce.
You're like JT.
Beyonce. I'm like, nah.
I'm definitely Lance. I'm definitely a fucking gay pussy.
No, I'm more of a little monster than anything else. Gaga. That's what
this needs. We need to end this.
But yeah, baby, what you got?
What do you got?
Not a motherfucking thing. Buy my book.
Yo,
that's all.
Tomorrow I have to do like a company's party.
Do you really?
In Hanover, Maryland.
I can't wait.
That's gonna be
I can't wait till you're up there and you're like, all right, I'm out of stuff. And you're just sitting there thinking, like, yo, my, this is all weird to explain. My friend thinks his friends could be my friend in a fucking.
That pissed me off. Fucking pissed me off now. This weekend, I'm at the DC Draft House, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And then the 14th, I'll be at McGoobies. So if you're a fucking Maryland Bull, DC Bull, come out. Get fucking nuts, dude. Yeah, other than that.
That's what's up.
It was a good run.
That's a wrap, dude.
Can't believe it, dude.
We'll see.
I'll try to squeeze you in next week.
We'll see. If not, you know, I'll see. I'll have to check my fucking schedule, dude. I'm like Dame Dash. You know, Jay-Z like took off and Dame Dash tried to hold it down like he was super famous.
Dame Dash is like, I don't care. Leave, dude.
Dame Dash tried to hold it down like he was super famous for a while. He's like, I got a lot of my own shit going on. It's like, no, he didn't, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait like 5 years. Shane owes me $15 million, dude.
I bet with interest.
I might Birdman you.
What do you mean?
You're a little wheezy, dude. I'm going to fucking tie you up with some kind of crazy contract.
You could have a sick.
Then I'm going to tell everyone. I'm going to tell the world that we were bisexual. You know, Birdman did that. He like told everyone, like, yeah, me and Lil Wayne were gay for a while.
You could. Spudman would be a sick partner.
Oh, dude.
Spudman would be nice. Billy would be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Billy's so fucking funny.
Billy is funny.
How old is Billy?
25, I think.
He's 25?
26, maybe.
God damn.
Youngster.
This guy's like bullying me online. He intimidates me. Dude, he like bullies me. I'm like, all right,
he's
man.
He's up at 4:30 in the morning.
He was on the Reddit. He was the one dropping fucking hard crumbs on the dossier.
Someone dropped it like hard as fuck.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really don't. But first I was like, don't.
Yeah.
And then he was like.
That's all he needs to hear.
Yeah.
It's just like, wait, what?
I messaged him and I was like, yeah, it is funny, but stop.
Yeah.
And then he was like,
no.
Instantly just like, you're a piece. Like he just went at me and I was like, all right, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
And then I was like, all right, well, we're going to post pictures of each other's girlfriends and shit.
Yeah, let's do it.
We can do that. And then he was like, fucking do it, dude. And I was like, well, I'm not gonna.
I don't want to do this.
He instantly was like, fucking do it, pussy. And I was like, what are you doing, dude? I don't want to fuck with you. I'm busy.
I don't want to share.
Fucking fight some guy in Philly for no reason.
And that's such a funny fight of just taking pictures. This is your girlfriend. And it's like, fuck. Here's your girl. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know.
I'll remember to post that vid.
Which vid?
That vid might... Fuck, that fucking lady, dude, with the vibrators on, dude.
Oh, yeah. Post the vid. Yeah, the Reddit. I saw one
just
person...
a silent...
We lost a subscriber, dude. We lost one subscriber.
What'd it go down to, like?
210 subscribers. We're at 211.
I think we're at, like, 220 now.
Whew.
Yeah, so we're steaming right back up.
Fuck them, dude. Well, it's been a while since the cast dropped.
Someone might have
jumped ship. Some disloyal motherfuckers.
Someone might have fucking burnt themselves in effigy, dude.
That would be sick. I understand that.
They just deleted their fucking thing.
You know what was cool, though? Honestly, was going out on the road and having people be like, the cast is fucking sick.
That wasn't even... That was like the
dude,
fucking road road.
In New Mexico and Arizona, and people would like come up to me after the show and be like, for real, though, the cast is sick.
And the cast is a body of work that could exist outside of time.
That's a fucking statement.
The cast is
a body of work that could exist outside of time. I agree. Yeah.
This thing could 400. This is like Socrates and Plato, dude.
This is
the Ptolemy, dude.
This is Ptolemy, dude. This is sick. All right. Yeah, that's it.
We out, dude.
God bless us. I love you.
Love you, dude.
We got to fucking brainstorm right now about episode 100.
Yeah.
We got to keep it 100.
We got to keep it 100 for sure.
What do you think we're going to do for 100?
Probably fight in this room.
You want to argue in this room? Damn, dude, this is the first time we've beefed in a while.
This isn't even.
I can't
beefed,
believe we're.
Dude.
I'm pissed.
You're really pissed right now.
As soon as you hit fucking end on this, smiles off, and I'm out the door, dude. I'm like, post that shit whenever. I don't care. Fuck, dude.
I'm gonna post this right after.
We gotta get one though in the next like week or two. Even if it's adopted,
don't adopt
a daughter. Raise it hot.
And jerk off to her for 12 years. And then.
But that might have been Woody Allen's first nut with his adopted daughter. Might be go down as one of the sweetest nuts. Yeah. One of the sweetest nuts of all time.
He might have threw up.
You think he puked out cum?
It's probably, you know, some people, like, the first time they fucking, like, shoot meth, they puke. He might have been like,
he puked after he nutted.
Yeah, he was fucking, he was like, ah, this is too good.
All right, I'm late. I gotta get over to this. God bless you. I love you. Episode 100 will be sick, dude. I love you so much. I miss you.
We had to fucking hype it up. I basically hopped out of the cage and Khabib'd you, dude.
You Khabib'd me?
I'm sorry.
You are fucking McGregor, dude. You love Conor McGregor. I'm Khabib, dude. Me and my followers are Khabib, dude.